For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In 1960, students from 17 South Carolina high schools participated in a national survey. It was called Project Talent. Students underwent 2 days of testing, and they also did follow-up testing 1, 3, and 5 years after graduation. The goal was to learn about the American high school student, what they were learning, what their strengths were, and how successful their transition from high school to college or into the workforce was. But the results ended up revealing much more. Thousands of reports were published from the data collected through Project Talent, including early works on linking combat exposure to PTSD, as well as reports identifying income wage gaps between gender and race. Almost 60 years after the survey,
those people are in their 70s.
Researchers like Dr. Jennifer Manley, a professor of neuropsychology at Columbia University in New York, are hoping more information from the same demographic will help shape our understanding of society once again, this time when it comes to aging.
We're interested in cognitive aging and dementia and Alzheimer's disease and what might protect people.
She's been doing research to find out why there's a higher rate of dementia and Alzheimer's disease among African Americans.
There are a number of studies that have been following diverse older people and find that African Americans are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than whites are.
What she's found so far,
there might be something about schools that they attended that promotes resilience.
As a group, African Americans who attended higher quality schools,
schools that had longer school year, classrooms where there were more teachers or a smaller student-teacher ratio, and where the school district spent more money among African Americans, those people fare better in terms of their cognitive function later on in life.
Of the 17 high schools in South Carolina that participated in the survey, students from 8 are being contacted by Dr. Manley and her team.
Lincoln taught me that I could do anything that I was good at and felt I wanted to do.
That's Sarah Bracey White. In 1960, she was a student at Lincoln High School in Sumter.
We were told that we were the representatives from the school.
She says she remembers taking the Project Talent survey.
When I got my results from Project Talent, I realized I was, one, smarter than I thought, two, that I had abilities in areas I did not think I was skilled in.
White now lives in New York State, where she works as an art curator and director. She also teaches writing. She's a published author. Her book, Primary Lessons, a memoir, talks about growing up in the segregated South. That's a part of her life that Dr. Manley says could be vital in studying cognitive decline.
Right now in New York City, it's one of the most segregated school districts in the country. We have, in Project Talent, people who went to segregated schools and people who went to integrated schools. What is the effect on health of African American people who went to an all African American school? Maybe they didn't receive as much funding, but maybe there they had fewer experiences of discrimination, and that might benefit them over the long haul.
Researchers are hoping this aging population of Americans could help shed light on the link between early education and aging.
The research that I've been doing has been pointing to school as being really formative for our health for the rest of our lives, but we don't know what aspects of school.
For a list of the South Carolina schools that participated in the Project Talent survey, follow the story on our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.